USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, but believes that the regime is responsible for storming the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. The president told reporters he wouldn't let the incident become another Benghazi, and he praised the military for quickly taking hold of the situation.
It's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job, and they were there instantaneously.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
U.S. consumer confidence is steady, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
According to the Conference Board, its consumer confidence index dipped 0.3 in December to 126.5. Economists were expecting the metric to rise a bit to 128.2 from November. Consumers rating that business conditions are good remained unchanged at nearly 39%. Those fearing conditions are bad fell a bit to just over 11%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker is pardoning thousands of low-level marijuana offenders in his state.
December 31st of 2019 will land among the best, because today we're clearing 11,017 convictions for Illinoisans.
Pritzker says he's issuing the pardons because marijuana will become legal in the new year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're out on the town for New Year's Eve, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says, play it safe.
New Year's Eve is one of the biggest nights for bars and house parties across the country. Law enforcement agencies across the nation are stepping up their DUI patrols. Alberto Gutier is Arizona's director of the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, and he tells ABC 15 News out of Phoenix, there's really no reason these days to be drinking and driving.
Uber, Lyft, designated driver. Be careful what you do. There's nothing wrong with having a couple of beers, some glasses of wine, but don't overdo it, because in these days, you know, an arrest can really be horrible for your life and your work and everything else you do.
The new year and the new decade is being welcomed across the world with fireworks, dancing, and champagne. But Australia's celebrations were overshadowed by deadly wildfires, and protests dampened the festive mood in Hong Kong and in India. Large crowds in Sydney Harbour watched fireworks. Even as smoke from the wildfires turned the evening sky blood red. Hong Kong's government also canceled its popular fireworks in Victoria Harbour due to security concerns as protesters staged more rallies. People in India also welcomed the new year with protests, angered by a citizenship law that they say will discriminate against Muslims and chip away at the country's secular constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.